From the life of President Spencer W. Kimball, Being a Leader. As a young boy, Spencer watched other boys his age steal watermelons from neighbors' fields or slash the melons open to rot and then run away. One of his friends said to Spencer, "I dare you to do it, Spencer." Young Spencer said, "That's not my idea of fun. It's just plain mean. Why, if you asked any farmer in Thatcher, he'd give you all the melon your belly could hold. I won't join in." When Spencer was a deacon, his duties included gathering fast offerings, which at the time were often fruit, flour, and vegetables. His father lent him the horse and buggy, and Spencer took the responsibility very seriously. Spencer's father says to him, "The other boy hasn't shown up." Spencer said, "Well, the job still has to be done. I'll just have to do it alone." Spencer went on to become the secretary and then president of his deacon's quorum. A few years later, Spencer was stopped by the superintendent as he left Sunday school. "Spencer, I want you to teach a Sunday school class." Spencer responded, "Me? But I'm only 14. "Lean on the Lord and you'll do fine." In high school, Spencer was voted class president. One day, Spencer and some friends borrowed an old buggy for a field trip to the mountains. One of those on the field trip said to Spencer, "What's wrong?" Spencer responded, "A spring broke." The next day in class, Spencer spoke up. "That spring has to be paid for, even if I have to do it myself." Then some of Spencer's friends responded, "If you're pitching in, Spencer, so will I." "I guess I will, too." The Lord was able to use Spencer W. Kimball as a leader and an example because he was honest, obedient, and filled with integrity. The qualities he developed in his youth helped him become a great prophet. Note: adapted from Edward L. Kimball and Andrew E. Kimball, Jr., Spencer W. Kimball, 1977, pages 55 through 56 and page 61, and Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, 2006, pages Roman numeral 18 through 19, and page 125. End of note. End of the section. From the life of President Spencer W. Kimball, Being a Leader.